This is Misha Riedel interviewing Paul Solner in the artist's home in Claremont, California on April 27th, 2003 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. Thanks very much for agreeing to do this, especially after just coming off of 6 weeks of intense interviews. Okay, I guess perhaps we'll just start at the beginning with where and when were you born?
Oh, I was born April 24th, 1921, in a little town called Summerfield, I believe. Summerfield or Somerville? I believe Summerfield, Illinois, 1921.
And
that makes me 82.
Well, just a couple days ago, actually.
Right.
Yeah. Would you describe your parents, their names, and siblings?
Well, my father was Grover Thomas Soldner. His first profession was a minister, and then later he worked for a college as a fundraiser, and then that led into selling mutual funds, so he became a salesman towards the end. Of course, there's not much difference between a salesman and a preacher or a teacher. They're all about the same. My mother, he was born, I believe, in Indiana, Bern, Indiana. And my mother was born in Ohio, Bluffton, Ohio. I don't know the years that they were born. Mother went to college at Bluffton College and met my father at the time. And I think they were married very soon after college. They had three children. I'm the oldest. Then I had a sister, Helen, who was 3 years younger, and a sister, Louise, who is about 7 years younger. Helen died about 2 years ago. Louise is still living. Louise was a school teacher. Helen was a nurse. And she lived most of her life in Newton, Kansas. That's Midwest also. Much more about their marriage and things like that?
Well, I think we could move on to describing your childhood and how that relates to your own experiences.
Yeah, well, I guess everybody has a different childhood. Mine was I would say wonderful. There was discipline, but it was only when I acted up. It wasn't restrictive. In some ways, my parents were very permissive in the best sense and always encouraging me to do pretty much what I was interested in. Not so much what I wanted to do, but what I was interested in. I did the usual things, joined the Boy Scouts. We moved a lot since my dad had been a minister. I was born in Illinois, and I think within two years we moved to Souderton, Pennsylvania, where he was also a minister. And then we moved from there to Goshen, Indiana for about 7 or 8 years. And I guess when I was a junior in college, in high school, we moved to Bluffton, where my mother had grown up. And it's also the I attended the same college called Bluffton College, which was very small. I don't think we had more than 200 students at the time, two of whom have become quite famous. One was Hugh Downs, and the other was Phyllis Diller, classmates.
Amazing.
Kind of amazing. Yeah.
I know you mentioned that early on in elementary school that you'd really been interested in art, and then
no, I wasn't.
Not at all.
I wasn't interested at all. I had a bad experience with art when I was about, whatever you are when you're an eighth grader.
12, probably.
Probably about 12, 13. No, it was a bad experience. But